the question is, and I'll ask Lefton Davis also this. I mean, Trump has deferred the tariffs on China. He's reduced, I think, the fentanyl tariffs by 10%. He's basically said, I'm going to Beijing in April. He's probably going to make a grand announcement of a grand bargain cut with China. And I keep coming back to that Taiwan question, because if Vladimir Putin has done what he has done in Ukraine over the last 3 years, and he's winning, let's be very clear about it, he's winning on the battlefield. What is to stop Xi Jinping from thinking that, look, this is my window of opportunity. I have this president for the next 3 years. I don't know who the next American president is going to be. I don't know how he's going to react if I attack Taiwan. He's going to take it. He's going to take that gamble, and maybe he'll win.
My view is that if China makes that move, it's going to be because they calculate that the conditions on the ground in the Pacific, in the Indo-Pacific, and with Taiwan, that somehow that's going to be a benefit and they're going to succeed. I don't think it's going to be dependent on what does or doesn't happen in the Russia-Ukraine war, because those are radically different situations, strategically, tactically, operationally, any way you want to look at it. And I don't think that the interest of the United States over there is equal to the interest of the United States over here. So I think I would be very careful in drawing two close analogies. But look, when we're talking about the issue of China and Taiwan and what the U.S. can and can't do, I have done a number of analysis on this, and there is no chance that the U.S. could fight China over Taiwan and win. And I think that President Trump knows that. I think President Xi Jinping knows that. And I think it's also true that Xi Jinping does not want to go to war with Taiwan. I think that he would only do it if he felt like they were literally going to go to independence. I don't think that if he saw a moment of vulnerability that he would say, now's my chance, because that would imply that they want to. And I don't think they do want to. I think they would like the status quo as long as it doesn't go independence. But there is a red line, and if it's crossed either by the United States or by Taiwan, I do think they would go. So I don't think it's a non-issue. I just don't think that there's a correlation between what happens in Ukraine and Russia.
I think it's one of his stated policies, this whole business of reunification, and he's going to look at the best window. And I don't think, I disagree with you, Lefton Davis, I think the occupant of the White House at whatever point that happens is going to be an important factor.
Zaka, just to add there, you see, if
the only
Ukraine
thing I would
was,
say though is, let me add one thing. It's not going to matter who's in the White House. It's going to matter who's what the military, and we don't have the capacity, regardless of whether it's Trump, Biden, or somebody else in the next term. I think that's important to understand.
Yeah,
you know, if Ukraine was in NATO, there's no way in hell that Russia would have attacked Ukraine. Let's get straight about that. Yeah. America is still the most powerful country in the world. Now, as it happens, you know, I think I take your what you've said very seriously, because in 1979, I think it was, that till 1979, USA had a NATO-like pact with Taiwan. But then it started its relationship with China, as we know, and, you know, that pact is no longer valid. So, I mean, this is a window that China sees as an opportunity to do what Russia has done. So I think there's nothing stopping it technically, except that Taiwan is much more adept at defending itself than, of course. Ukraine ever would be.
I mean, no two wars are comparable, but I'm just saying, you know, if Abhijit, you know, if that were to happen, I mean, obviously there's going to be down the line implications and consequences for us here in India. I mean, we've just had a standoff with the Chinese 5 years back. I don't think that's fully resolved or even fully resolvable, frankly.
True.
What happens to us?
Look, we will manage. I think, you know,
as we do in life.
Look, we're a jugaad culture. Our entire culture is, you know, things don't
Everything is an Indian wedding.
Nothing in India works. We manage, right? When we can't get used to the smoke, we claim that, you know, bacon is smoked. It increases the life of the pork. Therefore, the Delhi smoke is good for us. We're like mature maple smoked bacon, right? This is what we do. If America goes from strength to strength, we'll make that work. If America crashes and burns, we'll make that work. If Russia, you know, wins the Ukraine war, we'll make that work. If Ukraine wins the Ukraine war, we will make that work as well. You know, we have survived for 5,000 years, Zaka. We've hardly changed anything in our culture, including, you know, our sanitation habits or anything like that. Why do you think these small events, even nuclear war is a small event in our civilizational trajectory? We make it work.